game, and now a few days later, where are you with your forearm?
Probably when I played in the game, it was probably like 70%. And like now, it's totally different. You know, I've been doing some of the, you know, the power sled stuff, you know, doing a lot of the run drill. So it's back to normal now and feeling really good.
How did you compensate for it out there on the field?
A lot of the moves that I did were more of a speed type moves, you know, just bending, ripping and going around the corner, trying to get to the quarterback and not using that arm when it comes to power moves. But now I can.
You were in Dallas. How do you feel about the Redskins?
Well, you know, it's a rival thing, just like, you know, the Raiders for us. You know, playing in Dallas, the Redskins was that big game, and this is that big game for us that's coming up. So it's that type of rivalry game with a lot at stake. So both teams are going to be prepared and riled up and ready to go.
Does it take a few years to get into that rivalry, or is that something that we all make up?
Usually what's at stake is what makes that game important and how the guys play. So let's say, like, if you had, let's say, eight times where it was, you know, big games in like, eight-year span, that ninth year, guess what, it's going to be a big game too. So if, just playing against the Raiders is always that brutal, you know, they like to run the ball. We like to try to stop the run, that grit game that you got to get into. So that makes it that more of that rivalry type game.
DeMarcus, why have they been so good protecting Derek Carr?
Usually you have, you know, five offensive linemen, but they have six. they'll bring a guy in. Majority of the time, sometimes he'll go out for routes to keep you honest, but they'll keep, instead of putting a tight end in the game, they'll put a tackle in the game to have a six-man protection deal. And you got a guy like Carr that gets off the ball pretty fast. He's one of those timing type quarterbacks, but also he can string plays out. He can run. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, he ran like at least a 4.6 from my recollection in the combine. So he's a fast quarterback, elusive guy, so he can string plays out, and that's why he doesn't get sacked that much.
If Tilly can't go again on Sunday, does that change things for you guys up front?
It doesn't change anything at all because, a guy like Tilly, he's just like me, a mentor that taught the guys behind him how to play. So when he's out of the game, he's still that mental guy that tries to get in there and teach, like Roby that's in there, or Torin Nixon. Those guys, you can see how Roby played. He had an interception last game, played really well. So we're not changing anything. It's just the guy's just going to step up and take his place.
You talked about Roby learning from Tlaib. He was kind of put in a position when he was a first-round pick that, yes, a lot of guys are not in. Usually, if you're a first-round pick corner, there's not two guys in front of you already on that team, like Chris Harris, yes, and Aqib Tlaib. What kind of advantage, obviously he's an athlete to get picked in the first round, but what kind of advantage does that give him walking into this situation as opposed to somewhere else?
I think it's a big, big advantage for him because, you know, him coming as a first-round draft pick, but knowing, I might not play. You got Tlaib, which is a starter. You got, you know, Pro Bowler, you know, Chris Harris, that's teaching him, you know, so much. And now he played a little bit of nickel his first year and now getting an opportunity to start. And now getting what he's learned from both of those guys and going out there and playing, so I think this is a big opportunity for him.
At the season's midway point, what do you give your team as a grade? You know, how have you played so far?
I'm a very critical grader. I always give my team like a, you know, B-, because there's always room to improve. Now, if you're talking about the playoffs and all that, it'd be different because you can look back at, you have a little bit more to go on. But right now, we are where we need to be, and we're in a position to be first place. And that's a great thing. And so I think if you critique yourself to a point to where there's always room for improvement, you can always be the best.